Chapter 6, Driving Conditions. This chapter provides guidance on how to drive safely in a variety of conditions. Using the SIPDE system, nothing you do will guarantee that others will see you. The only eyes you can really count on are your own. Experienced drivers make a practice of being aware of what is happening around them. They can create their driving strategy by using a system known as SIPDE. SIPDE is a five-step process used to make appropriate judgments and apply them correctly in different traffic situations. S, scan, I, identify, P, predict, D, decide, E, execute. Let's examine each of these steps. Scan. Search aggressively ahead, to the sides and behind, to avoid potential hazards even before they arise. How assertively you search and how much time and space you have can eliminate or reduce the impact of a crash. Focus on finding potential escape routes around intersections, shopping areas, schools, and commercial zones. Search for oncoming traffic that may turn in front of you. Traffic coming from the left and right, including bicycles and pedestrians. Traffic approaching from behind. Hazardous road conditions. Identify. Locate hazards and potential conflicts. Cars, motorcycles, bicycles, pedestrians, or other vehicles may move into your path and increase the likelihood of a crash. Unattended children and animals are unpredictable and make short, fast moves. Stationary objects, potholes, guardrails, bridges, roadway signs, hedges, or trees won't move into your path but may influence your driving strategy. Predict. Consider speed, distance, and direction of hazards to anticipate how they may affect you. Cars moving into your path are more critical than those moving away or sitting still. Decide. Based on your prediction, decide what you would need to do if the situation changed quickly. You must be making decisions constantly to cope with constantly changing traffic situations. Execute. Carry out your decision. To create space and minimize harm, communicate your presence with lights and/or horn. Adjust your speed appropriately. Adjust your position and/or direction. 3-second rule. Applying the 3-second rule is a way to help keep a safe distance between your car and the vehicle ahead of you. This rule pertains to standard length vehicles driving in ideal conditions. Choose a fixed reference point at the side of the road ahead, such as a telephone pole, signpost, tree, or bridge. When the vehicle ahead of you passes the reference point, begin counting. 1001, 1002, 1003. If you pass the reference point before you are through counting, you are following too closely. Gradually slow down until you have reached a safe following distance and speed. When road conditions are poor, or if you are driving a vehicle that is longer than the standard length, increase your following distance to a 4 or 5 second count. If the vehicle behind you is following too closely, slow down slightly and allow it to pass. Stopping distance. The distance you need to stop your vehicle can determine a safe following distance, but your actual stopping distance will depend on many factors, including the time it takes a driver to see and recognize that there is a danger ahead. The length of time from perception of danger to using the brakes happens in 3/4 of a second. Weather conditions. Condition of your tire treads. Type and condition of your brakes. Night driving. Although there is usually less traffic at night, nearly half of all fatal traffic crashes in Minnesota occur after dark. To help ensure that you reach your destination safely, study road maps and directions before starting out. Make sure that your vehicle lights are working and your windshield is clean and free of defects. Headlights. When you are within 1,000 feet of an oncoming vehicle or following another vehicle at a distance of 200 feet or less, your headlights must remain on low beam. Your headlights must be turned on at sunset and used until sunrise. They must also be used during weather conditions that include rain, snow, hail, sleet, or fog, and any time you cannot clearly see the road ahead for a distance of at least 500 feet. Don't overdrive your headlights. You should be able to stop within the distance that your headlights illuminate the road. For most vehicles, this distance is no more than 350 feet on high beam. When driving in the dark, you may encounter glare from oncoming headlights or from the reflection of headlights in your rearview mirror. If you are blinded by the glare, use the white line along the edge of the road as a reference. For glare caused by headlights from behind you, use a day-night mirror or readjust your regular mirror. Freeway driving. Freeways are multi-lane, divided highways with limited access from other roads. Because there are no stops or cross-traffic, they permit you to travel long distances without stopping. Entering the freeway. Entry ramps are short, one-way roads that provide access to freeways. At the end of most entry ramps, you will find an acceleration lane that allows you to increase your speed in order to safely merge with traffic that is already on the freeway. To avoid disrupting traffic flow or cutting off other drivers when you merge, try to adjust your speed to accommodate vehicles already on the freeway. You must yield to other vehicles when you are merging. Use your turn signal to let drivers know your intention. Watch for an opening in the nearest traffic lane and merge into the flow of traffic when you are able to do so. 1. Accelerate. 2. Select a gap in traffic. Adjust speed. 3. Signal and move carefully into traffic lane. Do not stop on the ramp or in the acceleration lane unless it is absolutely necessary. When an acceleration lane is not available and a yield sign is posted on the entry ramp, obey the sign. Stop if it is necessary. Do not force your way into the lane of traffic. Freeway ramp meters. Ramp meters are used on many freeway entry ramps in the metropolitan area to reduce traffic jams, crashes, and to make merging onto the freeway easier. The meters are traffic signals placed about halfway down the entry ramp that are usually activated during peak travel hours. Red, yellow, and green lights indicate when drivers can proceed. It is illegal to go through the red light. Only one car may proceed each time the light is green. Freeway speed and lane use. Maintain the same approximate speed as surrounding vehicles when possible, but never exceed the posted speed limits. If you are driving at a slower speed than other traffic, stay in the lane nearest to the right side of the road. If you must change lanes to pass other vehicles or to leave the freeway, signal your intent and make sure your path is clear before moving over. Use of freeway or expressway shoulders by buses. Transit buses and metro mobility buses are permitted to use the shoulder of a freeway or expressway. Buses authorized to use the shoulder may be operated only when mainline traffic speeds are less than 35 miles per hour. Drivers of buses being operated on the shoulder may not exceed the speed of mainline traffic by more than 15 miles per hour and may never exceed 35 miles per hour. Drivers of buses being operated on the shoulder must yield to merging, entering, and exiting traffic and must yield to other vehicles on the shoulder. Message signs. Message and lane use signs on some freeways warn drivers of traffic crashes, stalled vehicles, and other traffic conditions ahead. Message signs may be activated when the state issues an AMBER, America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, alert in response to a child abduction. The signs will provide information such as a vehicle description. Drivers who see a vehicle fitting the description or who have other information about the missing child will be asked to notify law enforcement. High occupancy vehicle lanes. These lanes are for use only by motorcycles, buses, and vehicles carrying two or more people. Freeway interchange. An interchange is the connection of a freeway to a road or another freeway by a series of ramps. The connecting roadways allow you to leave one road and enter another safely without disrupting the flow of traffic. There are illustrations drawn on the next page. Cloverleaf, folded diamond, diamond. Diverging diamond interchange. Diverging diamond interchange. A diverging diamond interchange is when traffic lanes cross over at each end of the bridge to eliminate left-hand turns across opposing traffic. Instead of making a sharp left turn, drivers veer to the left for access. These interchanges improve traffic safety and mobility and cut overall traffic delays up to 60%. Safety benefits of diverging diamond interchanges include fewer conflict points. Conflict points are spread out throughout the interchange. Better sight distance at turns. Wrong-way entry to ramps is extremely difficult. Pedestrian crossings are shorter. Navigating a diverging diamond interchange. Traffic crisscrosses at either end of the bridge, so instead of making hard left turns, drivers veer to the left for access. Pedestrians cross to the middle of the bridge and walk in the middle between traffic lanes with protective barriers on either side. Stopping, parking, and backing up. It is illegal to stop or park a vehicle on an interstate freeway except in the event of an emergency. Running out of fuel is not considered an emergency. If this occurs, you could receive a citation. If you must stop on the freeway because of an emergency, take the following actions. Park your vehicle on the shoulder as far from the main roadway as possible. Open the trunk and raise the hood or tie a white cloth to the radio antenna or a door handle. Use hazard warning lights if you have them. If you have flares or reflectors, place them from 100 to 500 feet behind your vehicle on the right edge of the main road. Stay with your vehicle if possible. If you must leave your vehicle, do not walk on the area of the highway reserved for vehicle traffic. This is illegal and extremely dangerous. It is illegal to back up or turn around on a freeway. An exception to this law applies to drivers of emergency and road repair vehicles. Drivers of these vehicles may back up or turn around as necessary to perform their duties. Emergency vehicles on the freeway. When you see the flashing lights of an ambulance, fire truck, or police car on the shoulder of the road, you must move a lane away from the emergency vehicle if it is possible to do so safely. If you are not able to safely move a lane away, slow down. When you see an emergency vehicle with its lights and siren activated behind you, move to the nearest side of the roadway and stop. Do not slam on the brakes or swerve into other lanes. Remember to use your turn signal. Remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has completely passed. Look for other emergency vehicles that may be following it before pulling out. Stay at least 500 feet back from any firefighting vehicles. Getting off the freeway. It is helpful to know before you begin driving where you need to exit the freeway. Watch for signs that provide information about upcoming exits. As you near the desired exit, signal your intent to change lanes and move into the deceleration lane when you can do so safely. This should provide time to slow down before you reach the exit ramp. It should also help you to avoid obstructing faster-moving traffic. If you miss your exit, proceed to the next one. Do not back up or make a U-turn to return to the desired exit. Crashes. If you are involved in a crash that results in injury, stay where you are. If you are able to do so, call 911 or the nearest law enforcement agency for help. If the crash results only in property damage, move to a safe location. Do not step out of your vehicle until you have moved to a safe location away from traffic. Exchange driver's license and insurance information with the other driver or drivers. Write down the license plate numbers of other vehicles involved. You may also wish to exchange vehicle identification numbers. Call for law enforcement assistance if necessary. Distracted driving. Driver distraction or inattention is a leading factor in crashes in Minnesota, accounting for at least 25% of all crashes annually. Drivers who are distracted fail to recognize potential hazards on the road and react more slowly to traffic conditions, decreasing their margin of safety. There are three main types of driver distraction. Visual, looking away from the road. mechanical or physical, taking hands off the wheel, cognitive, being lost in thought. Distractions inside the vehicle can include activities such as cell phone use, using a GPS, reaching for items, eating and drinking, adjusting the radio, talking to other passengers, and reading maps and other materials. Even when you are watching the road, behaviors such as looking at a crash scene or even daydreaming can divert attention from your driving responsibilities. For safety, make sure you give the task of driving your full attention at all times. There are certain driver behaviors that are illegal on Minnesota roads, specifically using a cell phone or wireless computer device for text messaging, emailing, or accessing the internet while driving, including while stopped in traffic. Drivers under age 18 with an instruction permit or provisional license using a cell phone, whether handheld or hands-free, except to call 911 in an emergency. Wearing headphones or earphones that are used in both ears simultaneously to listen to a radio or other sound-producing device. Aggressive driving. People who drive aggressively tend to have a low level of concern for other motorists. They exhibit anger and frustration while driving, not necessarily as a result of other drivers' actions, but because of their personal mindset. Aggressive driving usually involves driving faster than surrounding vehicles, which leads to behaviors such as following too closely, changing lanes frequently and abruptly, often without signaling, passing other vehicles on the shoulder, and glaring at or threatening motorists around them. If you recognize your own behavior in this description, you should make a greater effort to stay calm when driving. It is important to share the road. Safe driving requires courtesy and cooperation from all drivers. If you are confronted by an aggressive driver, do not challenge him or her. Stay out of the person's way, avoid eye contact, and do not allow the situation to escalate. Obstructed view. It is illegal to drive a vehicle packed with a load or occupied by more than three people in the front seat if the items or people obstruct your view to the front or sides of the vehicle or interfere with your ability to control the vehicle. Carrying a projecting load. A load must not stick out more than 3 feet in front of the front wheels or bumper of any motor vehicle. If a load exceeds 4 feet or more from the rear of any vehicle, a red, yellow, or orange flag at least 16 inches square must be attached to the end of the load. At night, a red lantern or lamp, visible from a distance of at least 500 feet, must be attached to the end of the load. Passenger vehicles may not carry loads that extend beyond the line of the fenders on the left side and more than 6 inches beyond the fender line on the right side. Campers and trailers. If you pull a camper or trailer with your vehicle, you must maintain at least 500 feet following distance from other vehicles. When loaded, 10 to 15% of the trailer's weight should be balanced on the hitch between trailer and vehicle. When correctly loaded, the trailer's floor should be level. After the first few miles, stop and check the hitch, tires, lights, and load. Repeat this process at all rest stops. Travel at a slower speed. Many trailers have smaller wheels that turn at a faster rate than your car wheels, resulting in heat buildup that can cause trailer wheel bearings to fail. Remember that the brakes on your vehicle probably were not designed to handle heavy trailer loads. A sudden stop at high speed could flip both the trailer and the car. Speed up carefully, using a lower gear if necessary. Maintain enough following distance to prevent the need for sudden stops. When passing other vehicles, remember the additional length of your trailer and be aware that your ability to accelerate is reduced. Wind and rain will affect your ability to handle and control a vehicle pulling extra weight. When towing a trailer or camper in wet or windy conditions, reduce your speed more than you would normally do in such weather. Allow plenty of room for turns. Long trailers will swing closer to the edge of the road than your vehicle. Pay extra attention to your vehicle's cooling system when towing extra weight. Your engine will overheat more easily in warm weather at high speeds and in hilly areas. Trailer requirements. Measurements. Maximum length, 45 feet. Maximum width, 8 feet 6 inches. Maximum height, 13 feet 6 inches. Lights, tail lamps, 2, red. Reflectors, 2, red. Rear license plate, 1, white. Trailer stop and turn signals must be used for night driving and whenever stop and turn signals on the towing vehicles are not visible to other drivers. The 102-inch width limit, 8 feet 6 inches, for recreational vehicles does not include attachments that do not extend beyond the vehicle's exterior rearview mirrors if the recreational vehicle is self-propelled. The width of a trailer may not extend beyond the exterior rearview mirrors of the towing vehicle. Type A, B, or C motorhomes may not be longer than 45 feet. The general length limit for single-unit vehicles is 40 feet. All trailers with a gross vehicle weight of 3,000 pounds or more must be equipped with brakes. All recreational trailers must have a clearly visible plate with current registration. A safety chain must be permanently attached to the trailer and fastened to the vehicle used for towing. Recreational vehicle combinations. Recreational vehicle combination means a combination of not more than three vehicles consisting of a pickup truck or recreational truck tractor attached to a camper trailer that has hitched to it a trailer. The trailer may carry watercraft, motorcycles, motorized bicycles, off-highway motorcycles, snowmobiles, all-terrain vehicles, motorized golf carts, or equestrian equipment or supplies. You must be at least 18 years of age to drive a recreational vehicle combination. The towing rating of the pickup or recreational truck tractor must be equal to or greater than the total weight of all vehicles being towed. A recreational vehicle combination may not be more than 70 feet in length. A recreational vehicle combination may not be driven in the 7-county metropolitan area Monday through Friday during the hours of 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Winter driving, vehicle safety. Remove snow and ice from your vehicle's hood, windows, and lights before driving. Make sure that your windshield wiper fluid contains antifreeze. Get the feel of the road. Try your brakes while driving slowly to test the road surface. Adjust your speed to road condition. Avoid using cruise control on slippery roads. If your vehicle becomes stuck on ice or snow, try to free your vehicle by rocking it back and forth. Keep the front wheels straight and slowly drive forward, then backward as far as possible without spinning the tires. Accelerate gently when the tires grip. If your vehicle starts to slide or your tires start to spin, apply the brake and repeat this operation in the opposite direction. Snow emergencies and parking rules. When a significant amount of snow accumulates, city officials may declare a snow emergency. Certain parking rules may go into effect while snow is removed from streets. Obey snow emergency parking rules to avoid towing and fines. Sharing the road with snowplows. When roads are covered with snow or ice, watch for the flashing white, yellow, and blue lights of snowplows. Never crowd a snowplow. Pass snowplows only when you can see the entire vehicle. Stay well behind plows to avoid any flying sanding materials, snow, and ice that could strike your vehicle. Be alert for dangerous snow clouds or whiteout conditions. Snowplows can create clouds of blowing snow that may conceal the road and hide driving hazards. Snowplows and other removal equipment often move at slow speeds. In residential areas, they may back up in order to turn around. Give equipment operators room to do their job safely. Winter survival. Keep a survival kit in your vehicle. For safety, it is important to assemble a winter survival kit to keep in any vehicle you drive. Some recommended items include shovel, container of sand or salt, warm clothing and footwear, red flag for your vehicle's antenna, blanket or sleeping bag, quick energy foods, drinking water, and an empty waste container. Tow chain and tire chains. Road flares or reflectors. Jumper cables. Candles and matches or a lighter. First aid kit. What to do if you become stranded? If you become stranded while traveling in cold weather, stay with your vehicle. Most deaths under these circumstances occur when people get out of their vehicles, become lost, and suffer prolonged exposure to the cold. Stay calm, wait for help to arrive, and take as many of the following steps as possible. Turn on your hazard warning lights. Attach a red flag to your radio antenna. Set out flags and flares if possible. If clothing, blankets, and other survival supplies are stored in trunk, bring them inside the vehicle. Keep the exhaust pipe clear of snow and debris. Run the engine and heater until the vehicle is reasonably warm and then turn it off. Repeat this process as long as fuel is available or until you are rescued. Running the engine for approximately 10 minutes each hour in order to charge the battery and warm the interior is recommended. Even in extremely cold, leave at least one window partially open to let in fresh air. Occupants of an idling vehicle can suffer carbon monoxide poisoning if ventilation is not adequate. At least one person in the vehicle should remain awake at all times. Maintaining alertness and concentration. Becoming tired or sleepy while behind the wheel is a common yet very dangerous occurrence. To prevent this, be sure to get plenty of rest before starting out on a long drive. The following suggestions may help, but will have no lasting effect. Stop as often as you need to, at least once every 100 miles or every 2 hours. Get out of the car and walk, stretch, loosen up, and relax. Have something to eat or drink. If you have passengers, talk in order to stay alert. Ask someone else to drive when you begin to feel tired. If you are alone, listen to the radio or sing aloud. When the weather permits, open a window slightly to increase fresh airflow. Do not rely on stay-awake drugs. If none of this works, stop for the day or park far from the road and rest. If you stay in the car, lock all doors and open windows slightly to let in fresh air. Skidding. When you are driving on a slippery road, slow down and maintain a safe distance from the vehicle in front of you. Do not use cruise control when the road surface is slippery. A vehicle skid occurs when tires lose their grip on the road surface. If this occurs, stay calm. Do not overreact or slam on the brakes. Instead, take your foot off the accelerator and brakes until you can turn in the desired direction. Anti-lock braking. Some vehicles have an electronic anti-lock braking system that helps keep the vehicle under control while braking. If you have anti-lock brakes, do not pump them as you would regular brakes. Instead, press down on the brake pedal and continue to steer the vehicle until you regain control. If you are not sure if your vehicle has anti-lock brakes, read your vehicle's owner's manual for specific instructions. Driving in heavy rain or fog. If you encounter thunderstorms or fog, reduce speed, use extra caution, and be prepared to stop. Increase your following distance. Your headlights, by law, must be used at times when you cannot see more than 500 feet ahead and when it is raining, snowing, sleeting, or hailing. Keep them on low beam to reduce glare. If you cannot see a safe distance ahead, pull off the road and stop until visibility improves. Hydroplaning. At speeds of 35 miles per hour or less, most tires will wipe water off the road surface to keep tires in contact with the road. At higher speeds, water can collect under tires and lift them off the surface of the road. This is called hydroplaning. When your tires hydroplane, they lose all contact with the road. If this occurs, you will be unable to brake, accelerate, or change direction. If your tires begin to hydroplane, take your foot off the gas pedal. Hydroplaning is less likely to occur at normal highway speeds if your vehicle is equipped with good tires that have deep treads, which will allow water to escape. But hydroplaning can occur at any speed if the depth of the water on the road is greater than the depth of the tire treads. In heavy rain, standard cars may begin to hydroplane at 35 miles per hour. To prevent hydroplaning, keep your tires in good condition and reduce speed when driving on wet roads. Driving on narrow roads and hills. When you approach curves on narrow roads or in areas where brush and trees block your view of the road ahead, you can use your horn to warn other drivers or pedestrians that you are on the road. It is not advised to coast down steep hills with your transmission in neutral. On steep hills, check your speedometer frequently. Vehicle speed will increase even when your foot is not on the accelerator. Blowouts. A blowout is a burst tire that can throw your vehicle out of control. Before a blowout occurs, you may hear a thumping sound or notice the steering wheel pulling to the right or left. If you experience a blowout, hold the steering wheel tightly, steer straight ahead, and slowly ease your foot off the accelerator. Do not brake until the vehicle is back under your control. Pull the vehicle completely off the road at the nearest safe location. Steering failure. If the front wheels of your vehicle do not respond when you turn the steering wheel, ease up on the accelerator. Do not brake unless it is necessary to avoid a crash. Your vehicle may balance on its own and travel in a straight line as you reduce speed. If you must apply the brake, do so gently. If you brake suddenly or try to shift gears, the change in speed may throw the vehicle off balance and out of control. Brake failure. A brake pedal that sinks slowly when pressure is applied is one sign that your vehicle's brakes may be failing. A warning light should come on if there is a serious problem. If your brake pedal suddenly sinks all the way to the floor, try pumping the pedal to build pressure. If this does not work, slowly apply your emergency or parking brake. Applying the brake too abruptly could throw the vehicle into a skid. Remember, the emergency or parking brake engages only the rear brakes. If road conditions allow you to coast to a stop, shift your car into a lower gear. Continue to downshift as you decelerate until you can safely pull over and stop. Running off the pavement. If your wheels drift onto the shoulder of the road, do not try to swerve back onto the pavement. Stay on the shoulder and slowly release the gas pedal. After you have reduced your speed, turn back onto the pavement, then speed up again. Watch out for deer. There are some things you can do to reduce your risk of hitting a deer. Deer are most active in the dusk to dawn hours, so you should be especially alert when driving during those times. Scan the sides of the road at night to watch for the reflection of your vehicle headlights in the eyes of deer. If you see such a reflection on the side of the road, slow down. Blow the horn and be ready to stop. Always watch for more than one deer. While deer crossings typically occur in rural settings, deer sometimes wander into towns or even cities. Deer may cross anywhere, anytime. Vehicle approaching in your lane. If a vehicle is traveling toward you in your lane, move to the right. Do not use the left lane to avoid the vehicle. The driver may return to the correct lane and will then be in your path. If the vehicle continues toward you, steer off the road to the right if it is necessary to avoid a crash. Sounding your horn and flashing your headlights will help a sleepy or distracted driver to become alert. Vehicle trying to pass you. Another driver may wish to pass you on a two-lane road with traffic moving in both directions. If the driver misjudges the speed of oncoming traffic, or is unable for another reason to complete the pass, you and the other drivers are all in danger. You must act to prevent a crash. If the passing vehicle is nearly in position to move back into the right lane, slow down and allow the driver to complete the pass as quickly as possible. If the passing vehicle must drop back, speed up to make sure there is adequate room for the vehicle to move into the lane behind you. If a crash seems probable and the right shoulder is wide enough for your vehicle, quickly move to the right and allow the passing vehicle to move into your lane. Stalling on railroad tracks. If your vehicle becomes stalled on railroad tracks and a train is approaching, leave the vehicle. To avoid being struck by debris from the collision, keep a safe distance from the tracks. Walk quickly in a 45-degree angle away from the tracks in the direction from which the train is approaching. flooded roadways. Flooding can occur when streams and rivers flow over their banks, when dams or levees break, when there is runoff from deep snow, or any time there is heavy rainfall. Floodwaters can be found on roads, bridges, and low areas. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night when the visibility is limited. Remember, 6 inches of water will reach the bottom of most passenger cars, causing loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sport utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the waters to subside. Plunging underwater. Most vehicles will float on the surface of water from 30 to 60 seconds. If your vehicle enters deep water, make every attempt to get out of the vehicle immediately. If possible, exit the vehicle through open windows before the water reaches the window level. If your vehicle becomes submerged, try not to panic. Vehicle doors cannot be opened until water pressure inside the car is equal to that outside. When the vehicle is completely filled, doors can be opened if there is no structural damage. The weight of the engine will cause the front end of the car to sink first. The rear passenger compartment may provide an air pocket while you plan your escape strategy. If there are other people in the vehicle, determine their condition and try to exit the vehicle together. Fire. If you notice smoke rising from beneath the hood of your vehicle, pull off the road, turn off the ignition, and exit the vehicle immediately. Do not use water to put out the fire. This will actually spread the blaze. Overheating. Most vehicles have dashboard gauges or lights that indicate the engine temperature. Activities such as driving in stop-and-go traffic on a hot day, driving on steep inclines, and towing a trailer can cause your engine to run hotter than normal. When your engine becomes hot, turn off any unnecessary vehicle equipment such as air conditioning. If the temperature is still too high, turning on the heater will help draw hot air away from the engine. If these techniques do not work and engine temperature suddenly increases or steam rises from the engine, pull over to the side of the road, stop the vehicle, and turn off the ignition immediately. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out, try your parking lights, hazard warning lights, or turn signals. One of them may work and give you enough light to guide you off the road. If your headlights fail on a busy or lighted road, you will probably have enough light to guide you. If all your lights fail on a dark, deserted road, slow down and keep your vehicle on the pavement until you can move safely onto the shoulder. Windshield wiper failure or sudden opening of hood. If your windshield wipers suddenly fail in blinding rain or snow, slow down and activate your hazard warning lights. Do not reduce your speed drastically if other vehicles are behind you. Pull off the road and move to a safe location as soon as possible. If the hood of your vehicle suddenly opens, obstructing your view, you may be able to see through the space between the hood and dashboard. If this is not possible, roll down the window and lean over to look past the side of the hood. Activate your hazard warning lights, reduce speed, and choose a safe path to steer off the road. Stuck gas pedal. If your gas pedal sticks, you may be able to free it by hooking your toe under the pedal and raising it. If this does not work, apply the brakes and shift into neutral. This will disengage the engine. Next, choose a safe path and steer to the shoulder of the road. If the shoulder is not paved, switch on your hazard lights and continue steering the vehicle in a straight path until you can safely pull over to the shoulder of the road. Vehicle crash with a utility pole or power box. If your car comes into contact with a utility pole, wire, or power box, you should stay in your vehicle and call 911. Only get out of the vehicle if it is on fire. If you must get out, jump from the vehicle with both feet together and shuffle your feet on the ground as you move away from the scene. Always assume all wires and equipment are electrified. Carbon monoxide poisoning and safety tips. Carbon monoxide is a deadly, odorless, and colorless gas produced by engines. It can collect inside your vehicle when the windows are closed or in your garage if your engine is idling. The only cure for carbon monoxide poisoning is a good supply of fresh air. Early symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning include sudden fatigue, headache, dizziness, and nausea. If you experience any of these symptoms, open the windows, turn off the ignition, and get out of the vehicle or garage as soon as possible. Have the vehicle's exhaust system inspected if you suspect the exhaust system is leaking. Carbon monoxide poisoning occurs most frequently during winter months when vehicle windows tend to be closed. When temperatures are cold, carbon monoxide can get trapped inside the garage even when the garage door is open completely. Carbon monoxide can seep into an attached house. Carbon monoxide can render a person unconscious within a few minutes. To reduce the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning and possibly death, avoid idling a vehicle in a garage. A safer place to warm up a vehicle is in the driveway. Avoid sitting in a vehicle with the engine idling. Do not drive with all windows tightly closed. Avoid idling a vehicle when stuck in the snow or the mud. Make sure your vehicle's exhaust system does not leak and is not blocked. Periodically allow fresh air into the vehicle by lowering the windows.